Broadcasting live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. Hello, Blockhead Nation. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Don't want to take too long tonight since it's a little bit of a bye week that's going on for UFC. Nothing going on really for Bellator. Couple of fights over in Legacy Fighting Alliance. We got one big knockout by TJ Brown. Not a whole lot really to bring to you tonight, other than a couple of thoughts that I have. The first thing I'll start with is, guys, those of you that are NASCAR fans, seriously, NASCAR is hitting the racetrack hard this weekend. This Sunday is a big day. Baseball season is in full swing. The UFC does have some rage in the cage that's coming soon with the several fights that are coming up. And YFB is encouraging you to get your sporting event or concert tickets through his link for Ticket Hot. Ticket Hot is a resale marketplace allowing you access to the tickets you want, whether it's a sporting event or a night out to a concert with the family. All tickets are backed by a 100% guarantee. 100%. Your tickets will arrive on time and will be valid for entry. And by using my link, you can get 15% off your tickets by using the promo code TH15OFF. You can look in the blog post. You can look on the page. You can use this website. When you go to the link, make sure you include that at checkout to get 15% off of your purchase. TH, all uppercase, 15, capital O, capital F, capital F. And a thank you from Ticket Hot, and a thank you for your favorite Blockhead for supporting the show. Our scripture of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Don't think I'm going to contribute any of that or attribute any of that to MMA. I'm not going to attribute that to anything that's going on in my life. Just want you to realize as you listen to this that, as it says in my notes, a better solution was, obviously, as powerful as our Lord is, he could have removed the thorn from Paul's side, but he wants to remind him of something greater. When you can't remember what grace is, just like Jason Gray says, remind me who I am. Human weakness provides the ideal opportunity for the display of his divine power. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Stop trying to take it all on you and look to where your greatest resource of power and grace comes from, the One. Now, as I go into this podcast with you today, you can tell if you look at the link that I'm going to be talking about somebody that most people that are Peanuts fans could tell you a little bit about. If you're a diehard fan, you know who this guy is. But many people that are just casually into Peanuts and Charlie Brown, they couldn't no more tell you who most of the comics characters are. They couldn't tell you the difference between Patty and Peppermint Patty. They couldn't tell you why Marcy refers to Peppermint Patty as Sir. They wouldn't be able to tell you why Snoopy is so interchangeable and why he can play any persona in any role. Now, there is one other thing as I introduce this guy. His name is Joe Cool. You truly find two episodes about Joe Cool, well, not about him, but where he's included in the story. You find him in two places in Peanuts. You find him in the episode of You're Not Elected Charlie Brown, and you find him also in There's No Time for Love Charlie Brown, one where he's at school and one where he's at a supermarket working as a cashier. Now, to fully embrace who Joe Cool is, honestly, this is just my opinion. I don't have much more of a leg to stand on except to look through the comic strip history and be able to look at what the intentions were of Charles Schulz. Charles Schulz very much excluded adulthood from the community that was the Peanuts Nation. You only have a couple of adults, such as Miss Othmar, who has inaudible voices, as y'all know all too well. Womp, 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 womp. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Miss Othmar. I think y'all know, and then most kids listen to teachers, and that's what comes out of what they hear coming out of their mouths too. But if we look at Joe Cool for a second, he did appear in the Peanuts movie as well, briefly during the dance. And they were referring to him as the kid with the funny nose and how he had some serious dance moves. Here's what I can attribute Joe Cool to. If you look in the notes, it says it's a reprieve for Snoopy, being a troop leader. Now, you have to remember that Snoopy led the Beagle Scouts. He led all of the little birds in Woodstock when they would go camping. Now, when you look at the comic strip, yes, you don't see any inclusion of the adulthood, but you do have some characters that later on into the 70s started to portray more of adult-like personalities and adult-like characteristics. Lucy started being an adult to Rerun. Snoopy is being an adult to the Beagle Scouts. And, you know, sometimes Charlie Brown would give Snoopy the scoldings that he needed about everything you have is because of me, don't forget that, and everything else in between. There are many of them that did take on those adult-like attributes, but Joe Cool is a way for Snoopy to slip out of the role of being Beagle Scout leader and be able to be part of the kids' society. Be able to be that cool cat that stands by the water fountain and has normal social conversations with peers. It's very much a chance for him to fit in. It's a reprieve for him. And how he gets included, he just seems to be one that's overlooked and that some people would even look at and say, is he even necessary? Well, anytime you follow any show that, or you follow any piece of art, you can have that argument about if it's going to be necessary or not. Now, you'll notice if you go back to my links that I've got something that seems completely out of the blue here. Because sometimes there are people who look at something and they just want to place everything into one compartment. Let's take the show Glee, for example. Yes, YFB is going to talk about the TV show Glee on here just for a second, momentarily. Because there is a scene that happens where they're playing football. And all of a sudden, the quarterback counts down, and he points to the technology crew that's fieldside, and all of a sudden you hear Beyonce's All the Single Ladies come on, and they start to dance. Which is actually, if you take a minute, quite a hilarious scene to watch. Now, could you get bent out of shape over that if you're a football fan? Sure, you can look at this and go, it's an illegal motion, that's a delay of the game. Are you really going to depict something like that in a TV show like Glee? Are you going to really get upset because there are too many men in motion at play here? Are you really going to get so compartmentalized on where does this play into the scene? Again, the Peanuts comic strip doesn't have to follow everything that's logical. This is art. Even Charles Schulz himself talked about Walt Disney being a producer. His exact words, Walt Disney's a producer. I'm a cartoonist. I am a podcaster that is sharing with you a wide variety of topics on society and culture, and especially on the Peanuts, and Joe Cool does have a place here. He's not overlooked, but he's not overly included, and he very much wants to be a part of the Peanuts community. So I would suggest anybody who's listening to this show, embrace Joe Cool more often as you look into the Peanuts. The only true episode that was truly embraced for football was It's Your First Kiss, Charlie Brown. Instead of Charlie Brown missing place kicks over and over again, which is going to happen since he's the kicker and Lucy is holding the ball, unfortunately, the entire episode is almost based entirely around a football game on into the dance. And at the end, we find out that even though Charlie Brown, quote, lost the game, which he really didn't, you know, because Lucy pulls the ball away, but he takes the honors at the dance for stealing everybody's breath away, just like he, and it all ties in the Peanuts movie. He almost wins the dance competition. When it comes to where Charles Schulz's mind is, there are no mistakes from his point, but we have our misconceptions on our side. So I hope that maybe that can clear up a little bit how Joe Cool is a reprieve for Snoopy, not having to play an adult for Woodstock and for the Beagle Scouts, and where he can be a part of the kids' society in this role that he's playing. And guys, another big role I need to talk about tonight is y'all know that graduation is here and it's happening across the nation. If you are needing a gift that won't break the bank and save your precious memories from your graduate special day for years to come, then you need to turn your photos that you take whenever you go to graduation, take your photos with your phone and turn those into canvases with Easy Canvas Prints. Easy Canvas Prints is great for decorating your home or office and perfect as photo gifts with an easy-to-use online canvas prints designer that turns your images into stunning works of art on the canvas. These canvas prints are printed and stretched in-house by the professionals at Easy Canvas Prints, and they come ready to hang or display with a classic semi-gloss finish. Just choose your canvas size and wrap the thickness, upload your pictures or art, choose your border for a personalized canvas print of your own. So by clicking the what I've provided for this podcast, I have a link you can go to. You can automatically get 93% off of your price. You heard that right. 93% off of your purchase. Made with love out of Austin, Texas. Enjoy using Easy Canvas Prints. When you get to the website, make sure you find where the promo is included. You will see it. Click for 93% off. Save yourself some serious money as a thank you from your favorite blockhead. And be sure to use that link, 93% off for Easy Canvas Prints, to capture all your memories from graduation on into this summer. Now, as I said earlier, this is quite a bye week going on for MMA. Not a whole lot going on. But I'm going to have to play another role. Since I clarified for you and justified Joe Cool, instead of playing that role, I'm taking the sunglasses off and I'm playing another role. Henry Clay, known as the Great Compromiser, did he completely put the brakes on the Civil War taking place? No, he didn't. When you look at the Missouri Compromise and the Compromise of 1850 on into the California Territory, he's present in all of it, and he's not able to really cool all the engines completely. There's going to still be a civil war. It's almost like three strikes, you're out. But he's there to be part of a small compromise that needs to take place as we continue through into westward expansion. And so when I look at how I'm going to play Henry Clay, I'm looking at not necessarily... There is a bare-knuckle brawl that's supposed to go on with Pauly Mangalani and Artem Lobov. Artem Lobov, and if I'm saying the names wrong, I apologize again. I don't really follow too much of these guys' career. I'm seeing the build-up. I'm seeing the trash talk. I'm seeing the same old, which is part of the fight game. But then I see that Pauly has made some comments about how boxing is more dangerous than MMA. And who intercedes on this? Not so much Artem, but Dan Hardy, a veteran of mixed martial arts. Which, you know, in fairness, it's hard to call a lot of these guys veterans of the game because you've only got 25 years of a sport. If you look back, the closest thing we had to MMA back in ancient Greece was Pankration. Starting from 1993 is where we really started to have the idea of mixed martial arts come into play with the original first UFC. Yes, so the guys who have been there the longest with the longevity, yeah, I want to call them veterans, but it's one of those over the extension of boxing. I have to look at that as this. There's a reason why we have a bicameral government where you have the Senate and the House of Representatives. One based entirely on population and one based on equal representation. So I guess I'm looking for the equal representation here, because when you look at the longevity of boxing, if you look at the entirety of the sport, you're obviously going to have more deaths that take place, especially from a sport where after you are knocked down, you're given a 10 count to get back up, which can cause more traumatic brain injury. Now, let's just take that one as a given. First actual televised death in the ring was Emil Griffith and Benny the Kid Perret. You know, tragic situation with this one. So as we look at the length of boxing and how many deaths we've had versus the actual deaths from MMA inside of the cage, there is no comparison. The where you have the deaths in MMA pertain more to the weight cuts or from unfortunate circumstances, one killed by an Uber driver in Brazil not too long ago. Then you have Evan Tanner rest his soul. So many that is a very complex state of emergency that we need to tend to in MMA before we have our first one that takes place in the cage. But nonetheless, when we look at those two, do I take Paulie for using the disrespect for the MMA community and compartmentalizing everybody? I really can't look at it that way. But when it comes to how many deaths there are, I have to give it to Paulie. But when I look at why Dan Hardy steps in, again, I wonder what his motive is and his intent is. Him saying to claim the deaths in boxing is ridiculous, to say that we're the toughest sport because we have the most deaths is silly. And I quote, maybe we should do is analyze why there are deaths in boxing and see if we can fix it. And part of the problem maybe is that they are wearing padded hands. Last time I checked, if you are wearing padded gloves, it's not to protect the face of the opponent. It's meant to protect the hand who's throwing the punch. So again, that one's a little bit, doesn't hold a lot of water with me. But again, I guess I'm just looking for maybe we can't answer that one. We cannot compare apples to oranges here. And can we find a little bit of easing the tension between these two? The focus is going to have to go back to Paulie and Artem. And Dan Hardy wants to get into a Twitter war, then more power to you. But do you have to have bad blood to be able to attract people to a fight? You can look back to the co-main event between Chael Sonnen and Wanderlei Silva, which was a lot of fun, but you also have the co-main event, which was Matt Mitrione and Fedor Emelianenko. Plenty of eyes on that fight, and you can ask Matt, who continued to say that if there's any animosity, it's more on his side, and that he's as cool as a cucumber to me. Then, of course, his response is where we actually have Fedor, who's being flirtatious. All three of them are flirting with this Brazilian woman who is doing the commentary and asking Q&A. So yeah, Chael flirted with her a little bit, and then Matt mentioned something about that. He's distracted. Can you fire off that shot again? And the best part, really, was not any of them. It was Fedor's response. How can you not love a fight where Fedor speaks Russian into the microphone and is smiling and staring at the girl and his translator, who just rolls her eyes and says, "No, the tension is going away gradually." Again, if you haven't seen that, I want you to look that up on YouTube. That's a free plug. Go check out Chael Sonnen flirting. You can find that easily on YouTube. Take a look. It starts with him, but really, Fedor is the one that absolutely knocks the home run out. And really, I can't even give it to Fedor. I got to give it to the translator who kept his straight face through the whole thing. So can you build up fights with some respect and with just a little bit of lightheartedness? That's a perfect example that you can. And if, you know, B-Nuck is a very different monster to deal with, and I guess it's one of those, YFB needs to do a little more research on his part on why it has to be that way. All of them are part of the fight game, and I still feel like you're comparing casualties in and outside of the ring, in and outside of the cage for boxing and MMA. You're still comparing apples to oranges. And why Dan Hardy wants to get involved? Does he want to try his luck in bare-knuckle brawls? Again, more power to you. But guys, as I mentioned before, we got so many sports that are just taking off this time of year. And I would encourage you to consider getting free shipping for your orders by using Fanatics for your merchandise, the global leader in licensed sports merchandise. Fanatics is changing the way fans purchase their favorite team apparel and jerseys online. Fanatics offers the largest collection of timeless and timely merchandise where shopping online, on your phone, in stadiums, at the world's biggest sporting events, offer the largest selection of sport collectibles and memorabilia out of more than 300 online and offline stores, including from all major professional sport leagues like the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, National Hockey League, soccer, NASCAR, the UFC, and so much more. So when you get to checkout to get you, whenever you purchase anything that's over $24, when you get to checkout, make sure you include the promo code 24SHIP. That's 24SHIP, 24SHIP, to get free shipping off of your purchases over $24. I thank you again for stopping by, guys. I pray that you are having a safe and an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. This is your favorite Blockhead signing out. We will see you the next time around.